drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Okay, Dr. Tong, so how are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Who do we have scheduled for today?
Okay, we have two people scheduled for today, and one of them is on the line now, Benny. Benny came to me, young electrician, with a whole bunch of problems, chronic fatigue, panic disorder, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And we want to prove in his case that diabetes, high blood pressure, panic disorder, and all the symptoms can be cured. So let's get him on the line.
Okay, is Benny on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you for getting me in.
Of course. First, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I work as an electrician for a water district here in Southern California.
Okay.
And where are you from?
From Manatee, California.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, San Diego, Temecula.
Oh, okay. So that's actually quite a ways from Costa Mesa.
It's about an hour and 15 minutes drive away from.
So you drive an hour and 15 minutes to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes twice a week, sometimes once a week.
Wow. Okay. Why don't you give us a background of what you suffer from, what your ailments are?
It's a long story. I have been diagnosed as diabetic for 10 years now.
Okay.
And lately I've been doing pretty bad, losing a lot of my energy.
Okay.
Most of the time I feel tired.
Okay.
Weak. And I can go down the list, like shakiness, headache, allergy.
Mm-hmm.
Fully depressed, rebellious with situation. And aside from that, I have some elevated liver enzyme.
Elevated liver enzyme? Okay.
Triglycerides are high, always bloated and constipated.
And you have
all the bad stuff, you know.
And panic disorder.
Panic disorder, right?
Panic disorder. I was thinking that this panic disorder was a part of my diabetic, but it's also another ailment aside from my diabetic. So I've been so depressed and I just don't know what to do.
Now, have you been suffering from all of these symptoms for 10 years, or do they gradually come on?
No, I've been diagnosed for 10 years, and all these symptoms have been gradually
increasing,
elevating,
mm-hmm.
becoming a problem.
Okay, and yes?
I used to be a very active person. I used to jog and run and do a lot of sports, but then 2 years ago, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so depressed, and I've been going to all kind of specialists, like going to a neurologist,
okay.
Get my lightheadedness. I've been going to a gastroenterologist.
What do they say?
What do they say?
It's a part of my diabetic, and all they have to do is give me some more medications, and the more I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, my general physician put me for an endocrinologist because my sugar is not getting any better.
How high was your sugar?
It has been the worst I had because they had to run me to the hospital one time at work was 500.
Wow.
And then the level is from 11 to 7, and my hemoglobin A1C, which is an equivalent of 284.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a month, after I've been seeing Dr. Tong, I was surprised when I see my hemoglobin A1C drop down to 7.
Wow.
Yeah, that's more closer to, for the listeners. That's
nice to go lower than that.
Yes.
And hopefully, I can achieve my goal with Dr. Tong.
You will. Tell us what kind of medication were you on when you first came to see me?
Well, I can go down the list. I got Locotrol.
Okay, that was Benny talking. We got cut off, but he was talking about, for those of you who just joined us, Benny, he was diagnosed with diabetes 10 years ago, and his symptom list is endless. Liver enzyme elevated, panic attacks, high blood pressure, fatigue, sleepiness, dizziness, bloating, constipation, and 2 years ago he couldn't do anything. He went to see gastroenterologist, neurologist, and all they told him was that it was part of his diabetes.
Yes.
And now, how long has he been seeing you for now, Dr. Tom?
He's been coming about once a week. In the beginning, maybe the first couple of weeks or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want him to share with the people is that we dropped one of his diabetic medications,
mm-hmm.
Glucophage or Glucotron, I forgot.
Yeah, he was on 1,000 milligrams 2 times a day.
Yes. Now, the last couple of weeks, he has not been on any diabetic medications. We dropped his high blood pressure pills way in the beginning. His blood pressure dropped down to normal. And now his blood sugar, fasting sugar is also been normal.
Right. It was up to 184 and now it's 7.
Well, it was not higher than that before.
Higher.
Yeah. No, like you say, 500 when he got into the hospital.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Is Benny on the line?
Benny's back on the line. Hello?
Hello, Benny?
Hi, Benny.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
Yes.
Cut you off. Okay, so you were talking about your medication.
Yes, I've been with all this medication for...
Can you name some of them?
Captel for my... I guess that's an ACE inhibitor for high blood pressure. And
yes.
I got another medication for anxiety, panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I take those medications, it's just like stepping three and then... backward 5 times, you know.
Right, 3 steps forward, 5 steps back. So it wasn't getting you anywhere. Was it making you worse? Or how did
worse. The more I can go to work, I was planning to go on disability back then because I just don't feel good at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is my wife was listening to radio one time about Dr. Tom's program and everything, and since I was so depressed, I said, well, I can try everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day I was there in Dr. Tom's office, because I've been there for like 5 hours, he listened to all my complaints about my health and he explained to me what's going on in my body, and I haven't seen a doctor like this before in my life. Everything. And
yes,
he's one of a kind.
And he said, in 2 weeks, I'll put you back in your running shoes. I think because I can believe, because I've been...
You didn't believe him, huh?
No.
So yes.
Two weeks, 3 weeks, I was back in my running, and I'm running again 4 times a week.
You were so tired. You said that sometime at work that you really had to go home, and you were so depressed and anxious. Those were your main symptoms, right?
Yes.
The fatigue and tell us what happened right after my first treatment. What did you tell your wife?
Well, in my first treatment, about 2 hours after Dr. Tom began giving me all these treatments, and I feel a big difference because I used to have allergies when I get to his office, and I was feeling a lot better now, and I feel like I'm calm, my anxiety has been gone, and I feel like I have the energy, and I told my wife, get ready tonight.
So it was about after the very first treatment.
Wow. Okay? And you've had treatments with Dr. Tom for how long now? How many treatments?
I've been with Dr. Tom now for two months.
2 months.
To be exact, and the 6th of this coming month.
Okay.
And I feel like my chi is back. That's what he told me. I didn't understand the chi before, but now I understand a lot of what chi means.
Right, it's your energy.
Energy.
The life, not just life. Energy, life.
Health.
And your medication, are you on any medication now, or how's that going?
I'm still on with one of my medications, but I've got 5 of them already.
Wow,
and I'm spending a lot of money for the pharmaceutical company.
Which medication are you on? I thought you're off all of them.
I was off on a lot of those other medications, but my diabetic is still...
You're still on your diabetic medication?
Yeah, 25% of that medication.
So you've decreased 75% of it?
75%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully he'll be able to get off all of it. Because
yes.
That's my goal, hopefully in 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah, like Robert.
Yes.
If you guys remember Robert, mm-hmm. He was diabetic and he's off all his medication. He also had high blood pressure. How's your blood pressure?
It's normal.
Normal. What was it before?
Well, before it was it's not really that bad, but it was like 150 sometimes, over 90,
mm-hmm.
in the boundary, but right now it's normal, like 120, over 70.
Very good.
And when did we drop your high blood pressure pill? When did you drop it?
I dropped it the first day I came to see you.
Exactly. Wow. After the first day, he dropped it. Yes.
So you know if the high blood pressure medicine is not the...
And how long were you taking...
I've been taking the captain. As a matter of fact, my main doctor was telling me that this medication is intended, it's an ACE inhibitor, it's a blood pressure cure, but at the same time, it helps my kidney. That's what they said.
It ruins your kidney, actually.
It helps my kidney.
You said it helps your kidney.
I said you ruins your kidney.
Okay. Why don't you explain that, Dr. Tong?
Well, because the ACE inhibitor, you are disrupting natural function. Mm-hmm. How can you help the body by changing its function, by interrupting the function? You can.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in a normal society, you know, we run our life a certain way and somebody come in and change it around that nobody is used to.
Mm-hmm.
And the ACE inhibitor is inhibiting the enzyme in the kidney, the adrenal system, so it's disturbing function. It never helps. Mm-hmm. So the kidney had to, the liver and the kidney had to get rid of it.
Right. And the other thing you know that it's not helping the kidney is because you're still tired, right? And that's a sign of weakness of kidneys. If it was helping it, then it would probably increase its energy. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to get up at night to go to the bathroom, Benny, before you came to see me?
I have to go there like every 3 hours.
Every 3 hours. How about now?
Right now, maybe once a night, or sometimes never.
Oh,
that's
so
normal.
That means
right.
The kidney get better, and we'll work on that later.
Sometimes, I had a back pain before, I was thinking it was a muscle pain.
Mm-hmm.
But when Dr. Tong told me that's not a muscle pain, that mm-hmm. your kidney is suffering.
Right.
Ever since I started seeing him and doing all his MDE techniques and...
Okay. Now tell us about your depression and your panic disorder. How are they doing now right now?
Before I used to have it like almost every day.
Yes.
I remember my boss used to bring me home twice.
Yes.
My coworker has to bring me home four times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the middle of the day I just don't feel good and they have to bring me home. I can't function at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they just come in just like a thief in the middle of the night and you don't know what to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about now? Do you still have panic attacks or do you are you fearful and depressed?
Stay for that.
How does it go?
I have it once in a while, but it's not as bad as before anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And how much are you exercising now?
Limited.
How much are you exercising now?
Right now I work four times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I run like three times a week.
And your energy is much improved.
Level is back.
And how long do you run each time?
Usually I run like 2 miles.
Great.
3 miles?
Yes. How much were you able to do this before you came to see me?
I haven't been able to do anything for 2 years.
Is that right? See, you can have your life back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to show.
Benny, your story is so incredible. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk
to me. You cut me off in here. Could you, I got a question about this flu shot, because the flu.
Yes.
Okay.
In again, and my doctor is always telling me, you know, diabetics get a bad immune system, so they have to have a flu shot.
Okay.
If you want the flu, get the flu shot. If you don't want the flu, don't get the flu shot, okay?
Okay.
You put things in the body that body uses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, let's say you want to support the police force, okay? You give them what they normally use. You don't put criminal in a society and expect the police to perform better.
Yeah.
Okay? That we are exposed to criminals in a normal society. The body is exposed to viruses and flu viruses and so forth through our natural way. Now, by introducing it the abnormal way, you have inside disease material to fight with and outside viruses to fight with at the same time.
So it's doubling what you need to fight.
It's making the body weaker, so don't take the flu vaccine at all.
If you continue with the MDE treatment, you'll be fine.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Benny?
Thank you. And just a word for everybody listening right now, don't waste any time with and see Dr. Tong if you have any chronic ailments or anything, you won't regret it.
Okay.
Thank you,
Benny.
Thank you for putting me in line.
Of course.
Okay,
have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Benny on the line. His story is quite amazing. A diabetic for 10 years. For the past 2 years, he could not do anything. He had elevated liver enzyme, panic attacks, high blood pressure, fatigue, sleepiness, dizziness, depression. He's been seeing Dr. Tong for 2 months now, and he can run 3 miles a day. It's incredible. If this sounds familiar to you, please call us for an appointment, 714-556-8664.
Our second guest today is one of former patient that we interviewed maybe a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
He was a candidate for liver enzyme, a liver transplant,
mm-hmm.
and I turned him around after the first treatment, and I told the audience that 99.9% he will not need a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the line now. Let's hear his follow-up on liver function test and follow-up by his physicians.
Okay. Is John on the line?
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Long time no talk.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for our listeners, John, you're from San Diego, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and he was on our show in April 13th, show number 29, if you guys want to check out his story, and you were a candidate for liver transplant, and did you ever get that transplant?
No, I haven't.
Why don't you give us a short recap on your story prior to you seeing us, and what happened after you got our treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, before I came to San Diego, I'm originally from Fresno, and I've had chronic hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosed in 91, and it's slowly been getting worse, and in October, they diagnosed me and took me off of work and said, you know, that none of the treatments they had been giving me worked, and that I was a candidate for a liver transplant.
Was this last year?
It was 2000, okay.
And so almost a year ago.
And I was supposed to see the liver transplant doctor in February, and I've been trying to meet with him and stuff. And anyway, I had seen Dr. Tong. In the meantime, he had called me and said that all my blood work said that I wasn't a candidate for a transplant, but he wanted me to try some more medicines and stuff. But anyway, with my liver enzyme levels and my platelet counts and everything, we're down and everything. I went ahead and went into Dr. Tong, and the last results that I got, some of them have come up. The platelets have come up, and the liver enzymes have come up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us what were the symptoms when you know briefly. What were the symptoms when you first came to see me, and what happened after our first treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I had not only that, I had high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on two different antidepressants, and had I was chronically fatigued. And,
mm-hmm. Did you have pain?
Yeah, I had pain from numerous accidents and
okay.
things I've had.
So what happened after our first?
Like symptoms and everything, along with the hepatitis and everything that I had, all the fatigue and the achiness and stuff like flu-like symptoms were from the hepatitis.
So. Mm-hmm.
And what happened after our first treatment?
First treatment, as far as my pain and stuff from the accidents I've had, it went away.
It was gone, completely gone?
And your depression was better, right?
The depression, after three or four treatments, I went off of all the medication.
Wow.
Including the high blood pressure of yours?
High blood pressure, I went off of that also.
So how long have you been not taking your medications?
Probably mid-May.
Mid-May. Okay, so all the drugs that they give you, and I want to put in one more detail. You have not been coming to us for the last 3 months for some personal reasons.
Right.
Okay, because also you're living quite far away.
Mm-hmm.
I told you you were not ready to quite quit, but then for some reason you just couldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
But during this time, did you regress?
Yeah, I regressed. I stopped coming in June, and I was really feeling really great.
Yeah.
And I went back home like three or four times. It's like a 5.5-hour drive during that month.
And you drove?
Yeah, I drove, and yeah. I was helping somebody move, which lived in an upper-story apartment. And
mm-hmm.
You went back from Fresno and stuff like that?
And I just felt great. I just felt like I had my life back.
Mm-hmm.
And really started regressing back the other way, but the blood work and everything still
yes.
maintained it in reverse.
That's the point. Even though the symptom regressed a little bit, but not enough to take medication, the second point is that your laboratory tests have all shown improvement in spite of not having no treatment from us
right.
for the last 3 months.
Right.
That means your body was healing mm-hmm. all this time. And if you get any boost from our treatment and herbs and so forth, okay, we'll get it all back to normal and you'll be strong enough to go back to work. In fact, you told me that back in June you were thinking about going back to work.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
What did your doctor say about your improvements?
I haven't gone back to the doctor that I have in Fresno. I got a doctor here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And so he didn't really, he's just going by doctor's reports of what I was going through and stuff.
Were they not surprised, or?
How about your transplant doctor?
I haven't seen him on one-on-one either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who did the, repeat the liver function test?
The local doctor here in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So he saw that there's improvement. I'm still stable. I haven't gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, still gone the other way.
And are you on any medication at all right now?
No, none whatsoever.
Since May, right?
Since May.
That's
okay.
Incredible.
Yeah, came back. Yeah, come back for two treatment now. How do you feel now?
I feel great.
Feel much better, right?
Pretty good, yeah.
See, any time after the initial period of balancing, it's very easy to reestablish, to get rid of the symptoms. Just like two treatments. Now you feel much better than when you first came back, second time you came back to see me, correct?
Right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you still need a liver transplant?
No, I don't even...
That's far from his mind right now.
Too, but I'm not going. I don't think I'm going to be going the other way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If I keep continuing going with
that. Mhm.
How's your virus titer? The hepatitis C virus titer.
Okay. Well, that's what baffles me. They didn't do the blood test this last result. And when I go see them next month, I'm going to question them about that. Why don't they keep?
Yeah.
Yes.
But the last one was. I think it was
4,000. Yes.
Okay. Well, John, thank you so much for following up with us. We're glad that you're back on track and glad that you didn't regress too far. And hopefully we can talk to you again once you get your results from your hepatitis C virus titer.
Okay.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was John with us from San Diego. He was on our show in April, so it was about 5 months ago. Show number 29, April 14th. He was a candidate for liver transplant, hepatitis C, diagnosed since 1991. He had numerous accidents, I believe, which caused back pain, leg pain, foot pain, neck and shoulder pain, depression, fatigue. After one treatment, his pain was virtually gone, and his depression, he was off all his antidepressants in 3 to 4 treatments. If this sounds familiar to you, or if you know anyone who has problems like these, give us a call, 714-556-8664. We've been on the air for a year now, and we get incredible cases like this every week. So if you've been listening, this is nothing that you should just take lightly, because this is something that can really help you.
Yeah, in both these patients, in fact, in most of my patients, okay, if they're younger, but in both these patients, I dropped the high blood pressure field after the very first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood pressure came down to normal.
Right.
And most of these people some of them have been taking, like Robert, one of our patients, took it for 30 years,
right.
Since high school.
Right.
And Bernie, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot how long John had been taking it. It doesn't matter.
And it just makes you wonder because, you know, they think that they're taking it to help their high blood pressure.
You help their high blood pressure, yes, but not help the patient.
Right.
Which is very important. You got normal blood pressure, you got very low blood pressure,
right,
and you die.
If you have normal blood pressure without the blood pressure medication, then why do doctors prescribe blood pressure medication?
Well, they don't know how to reestablish health. They can fix symptoms.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Here's another thing is that we glorify and hype up high-tech treatments,
mm-hmm.
and all these new treatments, okay? Like lately, it's been a lot of hype about the artificial heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the heart needs manual adjustment by a doctor. It's not part of the system. The battery can run out, many things can go wrong. Whereas the human is a biological battery, and you get energy from your mind and spirit. And all you need to do is connect the mind and harmonize the mind and body together. You don't need an artificial heart. You repair the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Keep your own heart. The heart is not just a mechanical portion. The heart has emotions which deal with love and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what controls the mechanical portion. This is that regular person do not understand. Regular physician do not understand.
Mm-hmm. There's another thing that was on the in the newspaper this past Wednesday about how medical guidelines are reported outdated. They said 13 of 17 recommendations since 1994 are not current now. So what do you have to say about that, Dr. Tong?
Well, that's so a very important point, okay? Every time we have a new study, they say new study, new treatment, new this and new this, okay? Well, since 1994, 13 out of 17 current recommendations stay without data.
80%.
80%, 90% of them will be obsolete in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what's good about new treatment? You are just being used as a guinea pig for new things. All these new things will be obsolete. Okay?
Actually, out of 7, that's a big number.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in contrast to our treatment, my treatment based on the Chinese principle, which had not changed for 2,000 years.
Pretty consistent.
And they have not used a different textbook. The Yellow Emperor's, the internal classic, internal medicine, is still the same Bible that Chinese medicine used, except that acupuncture and herbs are not strong enough, so I combined with nutritional and the MBE injection that makes it much more effective.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before with a lot of patients who've gone to acupuncture.
Like Vladimir. More than 100
treatments.
Yeah, and 4 treatments, I discharge him.
Mm-hmm.
No more symptoms.
It's much stronger. The injections, the release you get from the injections is much stronger.
That is because you can connect this energy into the body much more effectively.
Right.
When you need all the time is just life energy.
Mm-hmm.
And a healthy person have a lot of life, sick person have less. And a dead person has not enough to connect the mind to the body, so there's a separation between mind and body, and we call physical death.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. If you make an appointment today before 2 o'clock, you'll receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. We are located at 2790 Harvey Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Today, cases were incredible. We had a follow-up case of a patient who had was headed for liver transplant, had a lot of pain, depression. He didn't even go to see you for about 3 months, right?
Yeah, he had not seen me for 3 months.
Right.
Instead of that, he's still improving as showing the laboratory test.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Call today before 2 and you will receive a free gift. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on Keybright, AM 740. This is Elaine. Say goodbye and have a great weekend.
Dr. Tong believes any chronic degenerative disease can be cured. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBright, AM 740.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we're not going to have any callers this morning or guests. I'm just going to share with you my concern about the course that history has taken.